This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Governor John Bel Edwards presents his budget proposal to lawmakers this morning.
The budget proposal will be in balance. It will be premised upon, you know, give or take $1 billion less next year than this year, and those cuts are horrific.
Over $1 billion in so-called temporary taxes expire June 30th, and this proposal, called the Doomsday Budget by Capital Insiders, is expected to include at least an 80% cut to TOPS.
You're only shocked if you weren't paying attention 2 years ago, because we're sort of right back to where we were then. But I suspect that there are some folks with short-term memory loss.
When I spoke with the governor, he had just come from meeting with House leadership. Though he tried to be his usual optimistic self, his frustration was clear.
We had a very pleasant conversation. There was a shared sense that this needs to be done, and it needs to be done in February. And, you know, they didn't put a plan on the table. So I don't know how we get there if they don't negotiate.
Because many state officials will be in D.C. this week for Washington Mardi Gras, the governor says he doesn't expect immediate change following today's budget reveal.
This is all going to boil down to, I suspect, whether we can get it done on the week starting January 29th.
If the impasse continues, Edwards says he'll consider delivering a televised address to Louisiana citizens, as he did 2 years ago.
That may be in order, because I need to explain to people why there won't be a budget passed, why there won't be a capital outlay bill passed, and why we're about to see a really nasty, non-productive regular session that just didn't have to be that way.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.